Sam Smith, Stay With Me, Radio 1, Gavin Ford in the morning. And a special guest in the studio this morning, please welcome to Radio 1, Maya Nassar, the fitness entrepreneur. Welcome to our new studios here in Jeladi.
Hi, Gavin. Thank you very much. So, I love your studios.
Well, thank you, because you're used to the old Bate Mary studios.
Yeah, that's Maya's right. Maya's come by before to the old place.
Yeah.
with the bars on the windows. And that was to keep all the Radio 1 staff in. So welcome to Jeladi. And of course you have your gym, which is just down the road from
yes,
here.
Yes, I have a gym that's very close by.
It's called Start Living Right?
Yes, Start Living Right. It's named after the website and the app that I have.
And where is it exactly if we want to find it?
It's on the restaurant street in Antelias. So okay. Where all the restaurants are, Cave, Public. And it's basically facing Carlitos.
Oh,
the bar.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I want to ask you something about your gym. What time do you open in the morning?
We open at 7 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
7 a.m.
What if somebody wants to work out earlier than that?
We're flexible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because what happens if I wanted to work out before doing the show here in the morning? Say I wanted to turn up at 6 o'clock, ready to do my exercise.
Well, you'll be our VIP member, so we'll open for you, Gavin.
Oh, wow.
We'll motivate you.
Yeah, thank you. So, of course, you haven't always been fitness inspired. You at one time, fitness wasn't really
yes.
that,
previously,
that much
of
your
I
life.
Was not healthy. I was actually the complete opposite. I was very unhealthy. And in total, I've lost 20 kilos of fat and 5 sizes.
So what happened in your life to make that change?
Well, basically, it's when you hit rock bottom. So I was becoming overweight, very insecure. I didn't feel good about myself. I used to get sick a lot, so I suffer from asthma. Going up the stairs, I wouldn't be able to breathe properly. And I realized that I'm responsible for my own lifestyle, and I wanted to make that change. I didn't want to be that person who's unhealthy and unhappy. I wanted to be strong, healthy, confident, proud of myself. So that was really my turning point.
And you've done amazing things. I mean, we've had you on the show before, and you had done different contests, international
yes.
contests,
yes.
bikini contests,
uh-huh.
and things
I
like that.
I did one recently now.
Exactly. And then since then, you've had a baby, so congratulations.
Thank you very
Little
much.
Little Andrew's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And then after having a baby, you went and did another one of these contests, and you won 3 prizes.
That's right. So less than a year after having Andrew. It was challenging, but when you set a challenging goal, I feel that's what makes you grow.
So what was the competition exactly, and what did you win?
So it's basically a fitness modeling competition. It took place in England. It's called Diamonds by Pure Elite, mm-hmm. and there are many different categories that you can compete in. And I won 3 prizes in 3 different categories. I got first place bikini beach body, second place for a theme wear round, and they also have a category for moms, which is actually really nice. So women that have had 1 or more children compete in this category, and I got 4th place.
Amazing.
Yeah.
There's actually on your Instagram, it's Maya Nassar Fitness on Instagram.
Yes.
You have a side-by-side photo of you doing the competition in 2016, pre-baby.
Uh-huh.
And then this year, 2018, after having a baby.
Exactly. I didn't compete in 2017 because I was pregnant.
Okay.
So I wanted to show the difference, like before having a baby and after having a baby. And I wanted to show people that you can have your body back. And it's just a myth that, oh, you had a baby and, you know, that's it. You're never going to lose the weight.
Well, not according to my mother. She always blamed me. It's because of you. So what were your tips on actually losing the baby fat?
Well, first of all, healthy diet. Really, it's all about the diet. Because even if you work out, if you don't eat right, you will never see results. So unfortunately, for those who love to eat, you have to follow a healthy diet.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you can't have a cheat meal once or twice a week. It just means you have to spend the majority of your time following a healthy, well-balanced diet. And second of all, exercise. So it's a combination of diet and exercise.
Do you ever eat white bread?
Not often. I eat mostly brown bread. I do eat bread, but I try to stick to whole grain carbs. So
yeah.
I avoid white carbohydrates.
Yeah, it's very hard to avoid white, especially with restaurants that they bring you the bread and it's like white.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'll bring you that brown bread that's only dyed brown.
Yeah, it looks like it's not very
you
healthy.
You get used to it. Actually, I find brown bread really tasty.
Yeah,
I
prefer
well.
Brown bread to white bread.
I like the real brown bread, not the dyed brown
no,
bread.
No, I mean the whole grain.
The good ones, yeah.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Okay, so how's the gym going?
The gym is fantastic. I named the gym after my online platform, Start Living Right. Hmm. And we have everything there. We have personal training, we have physiotherapy, we have a sports nutritionist, we have lots of classes, we have an outdoor pool. So I kind of wanted to open a place where we can help anyone, because I know how it feels to be unhealthy and to struggle with your weight. So I wanted to have a place where people can feel very comfortable, very safe, where we can kind of take care of you and show you what to do.
Mm. And that's got the same name as your online platform.
Yes.
So you have an app and a website.
Exactly. So basically my website, I started my website, Start Living Right, when I was losing weight and when I was preparing for my first competition. I named it Start Living Right because that was basically what happened to me. I felt like I started to live right. Mm-hmm. And I offered diet plans, workout programs, nutrition tips, fat loss tips. And then the website was very well received and very popular. So the next step was to launch a mobile app. So basically a mobile version of the website. It had more features. It had like a virtual personal trainer. It had workout programs. It still has everything. Yeah.
And then, how do we get that Start Living Right app?
So you can download it for free by searching for Start Living Right as one word in your smartphone store.
Okay.
And it's endorsed by the Lebanese Minister of Sports, and it's been ranked the number one app many times by the Apple Store.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It's very good.
I'm
going to download that because I need a fitness app.
Yeah.
Any exercises that you can do at home on your app?
Sure, definitely. Okay. There are some body weight exercises, and also there are lots of exercises with minimal equipment like dumbbells. So if you have a pair of dumbbells and a bench, you can do a complete full body workout at home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll buy those from Decathlon.
Yeah.
So,
or even water bottles, two big water bottles. If you don't have dumbbells, you can still do a workout.
That's such a good idea.
Really? Yeah. I can't even pick one up. What, pick up two water bottles?
Yeah, and one in each
hand. The 2 liter ones.
Yeah, exactly.
The small,
I thought you meant the 10 liter ones.
No, not the 10 liter ones.
Anyway, Maya Nassar, the fitness entrepreneur in the studio this morning, and her top tips, the rules on fat loss, on the way this morning. We have a special guest in the studio this morning, Maya Nassar, the fitness entrepreneur and the owner of Start Living Right, which is the gym and the platform.
And the website and the app.
Which you can get from the App Store. So how are your cats, by the way?
They're great.
You're an animal lover.
I am. I'm a board member of Animals Lebanon, and I've always been a big animal lover. Actually, I adopted a donkey recently.
Oh, my
a
God.
Donkey?
Yeah, a donkey.
Where do you keep it?
In the apartment.
In my garden. I have space at home, so I have my donkey in the garden.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Was he a rescue
from a farm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's really cute.
People think I'm crazy. Sometimes they come over and then they hear the donkey. She's like, ee-aw, and they're like, what is that sound? It's really funny.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's just my donkey. They're like, what? You have a donkey?
So it's Maya Nassar, and we want your top tips, your rules on keeping fit and fat loss.
Fat loss tips.
So you've done very well. We want to know your rules. So number five.
Okay, so a quick tip to help people lose weight, don't drink your liquid calories.
What do you mean by liquid calories?
So any drink that contains calories, so alcohol,
gin and tonic.
Sodas. Well, gin and tonic is okay once in a while, but like don't drink alcohol every single day, because when you drink liquid calories, you don't feel it. It's not satiating.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of these...
like the juice cleanses? Well, how do you feel about those?
I'm against like detoxing and all that. I think they're just scams, honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I'm very traditional, you know, diet and exercise.
You don't feel full and you are still taking in those calories, and you know, even
exactly.
if it's natural
and
ingredients.
I feel that your body basically detoxes when you use the bathroom. You don't really need to do any of these juice cleanses or any of these, you know, scams. I feel like they're unnecessary.
Maybe for a day. I've heard people say that, like, if you just want to do it for a day and feel better.
Possibly. I think whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So the rules on keeping fit and fat loss, the top five tips. Number five is don't drink your calories. Number four?
Get enough sleep.
Okay,
so
sleep.
At least 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
And
so
how do you do that when you have children?
Well, my secret is naps. So when my son naps, I nap. I'm like, oh, thank God, he's sleeping. I can sleep too. And when he wakes up, I'm like, no, please, just another half an hour.
Mm.
So So I feel that naps really help to give me an energy boost.
And do you do like power naps though?
I do,
15
yeah.
15 minutes. Okay.
Well, I try to nap when he naps. So if he naps for an hour, I nap for an hour with him in the afternoon.
And of course, naps are very good for mending the muscles as well, because
yes.
this is when our muscles get mended. So number three on your top tips?
Cardio. So this is an order of priority.
Okay.
Actually, descending order.
So what kind of cardio?
So anything that increases your heart rate. So it could be fast-paced walking, jogging, swimming, dancing. It could be sports like basketball, tennis. So anything that burns fat and increases your heart rate.
Okay, so we need cardio.
Yeah, so it could be like just doing a sport that you love.
Exactly.
Or
it could be something fun, a class, spinning, Zumba, things like that.
Anything. Taking my dog Fred for a walk, that is
exactly.
really good cardio. That's a full body workout, actually, because he's pulling so much. I'm pulling back. And
there was a mom that messaged us this morning saying that her extreme workout every morning is like
getting
her kids out of bed and running around doing the lunchbox and like all
running
this
after
stuff.
Andrew is like cardio. He wants to touch everything and climb on everything.
Yeah.
So number two, weightlifting. So a lot of people underestimate how beneficial weightlifting is, and it's the best way to boost your metabolism, burn fat, and shape your body naturally without doing any surgery. So even women are scared to lift weights. They think they're going to bulk up or become masculine. And they think, oh, I want to lose weight. Let me just walk on the treadmill. And I say, no, actually, the first thing you should do is lift weights.
Wow. But I guess it depends on which muscles you're working to get yourself to be the shape that you want.
Well, I always say that you should work all the muscles in the body.
Okay.
So you shouldn't isolate, like just work your upper body. Or some women are like, oh, I want nice abs. I just want to train my abs.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that for the best results, you have to work all the muscles in the body.
Okay.
And number one, Maya Nassar, the fitness entrepreneur, your top tips on keeping fit and fat loss?
Healthy diet.
Diet, okay.
So, first of all, your diet shouldn't be too low in calories. So nothing.
Not too low?
Yes. So
okay.
Nothing below 1,200. So a lot of people think that weight loss equals starvation. So you need enough calories. And
because you are building muscle, like
exactly.
all the other things are,
yeah,
you know.
Need to fuel your body with energy
mm-hmm.
and the right nutrition. And also, you shouldn't cut out food groups. So some people think, oh, let me not eat any carbs or let me not eat any types of fat. So you need to eat everything. You just need to eat the right types of food. So whole grain carbs, healthy fats like olive oil, avocado, raw nuts, protein, fruits, and vegetables. And occasionally, you have cheat meals. So once or twice a week, you have everything else that we love to eat.
Yeah, we like the cheat meal days.
Yeah, and that's a cheat meal, not a cheat day.
So not like from morning till night,
eating what you like. Just basically one meal, like a breakfast or a dinner.
And that's okay, just once a week?
Yes, that's fine. It won't affect.
Thank you for telling us about this. Thank you for talking about your gym and your
app.
Thank you
so much for having me.
We love having you, Maya.
Can you remind us, how do we get your app again?
So you can download the app by searching for Start Living Right as one word in your smartphone store. It is for free. And my website is startlivingright.net.
Thank you. Maya Nassar.
Thank you.